This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Alyssa Blackledge, founder of the Surrey Circus Centre. Hello there, Alyssa.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, very, very thanks for joining us and welcome to the Just Women show.
Yeah,
so before we find out all about the Surrey Circus Centre and what it does and what it offers, perhaps if we could get a bit of information about your background. So what happened when you left school? How did you become a circus artist?
So I kind of, growing up, dabbled in a lot of different things. I did gymnastics and a bit of ballet growing up. And then I started at about 13, started doing figure skating and absolutely fell in love with that because it kind of, it had the dance and the performance element of the performing arts, but it had that extra kind of level of tricks and the excitement I got from gymnastics, which I absolutely loved. And then it came to after college where I'd done performing arts at deciding what I wanted to do. And I knew that my passion was within the performing arts, but I hadn't actually thought about it being a career path. But it came to, well, I know I want to have a career where I'm passionate about it and I love it. And just thought, well, maybe I'll just throw myself into what I already love. And so I ended up doing a degree in dance and physical theatre in Manchester. But while I was doing that, I just kind of felt like there was still something missing from the, you know, the gymnastics and the figure skating. I kind of missed that, I suppose, a sense of adrenaline that I get from doing those tricks and skills. And I'd always loved seeing like circus performers and always been like, wow, that's amazing. And we ended up doing a workshop at the end of my degree in circus. And the teacher was like, okay, like we've done stilts and things like that. But it was really the aerial equipment that grabbed my attention. And I climbed up to the top of the silks. And from that second, I was hooked. I was like, I know I've just done a degree in dance, but this is, I could feel like it felt like my calling. I was like, this is what I have a passion for. I know this is what I want to do.
So this is like your light bulb moment.
And yeah.
By the silks, I assume you mean, having looked at your showreel, there are these long, long swathes of material which you spin around. It looks incredible.
Yeah, so silks is, you might have seen them on like Britain's Got Talent or things like that, where I always describe them as the ribbons that you see coming down from the ceiling and you see people to kind of twizzle down them. And I climbed to the top of those and was like, this is so much fun. And I could do this and perform. And it gave me that sense that I'd had, but it felt like, well, it's dancing in the air, which is, it just feels amazing. You feel like you can fly. And so then I did 3 months of adult classes and then auditioned for the National Centre for Circus Arts in London and got in. And at the age of 21, started a degree in circus arts, which was, it just felt like I was at a massive adults jungle gym for 3 years.
Oh, wow. Must have been amazing. And did you actually work in a circus during this time at all?
No. So it was full time Monday to Friday and it would be like 9 a.m. Finish at 4, but then everyone would quite often train until like 7:30 p.m. So it was full on. It was very much like honing the craft, gaining strength and flexibility, working on creativity, finding your discipline. That was really fun at the beginning of the degree, was kind of having a play on different pieces of equipment, doing tight wire, juggling, clowning, trampolining, handstands. You know, you tried everything, climbing on other people, seeing if you can do a handstand on them. But for me, I knew that aerial equipment was really where I loved being. And I ended up specializing in single point trapeze.
And what is single point trapeze?
So a trapeze, most people will think of, say, you know, traditional circus with 2 people swinging on a trapeze over the top of a net and letting go. So those 2 ropes are connected to the ceiling, and then what that trapeze can do is swing. But with a single point trapeze, otherwise known as dance trapeze, both of those ropes connect at the top, so they go to a single point. Uh-huh. So you really have lots of scope from there. So you can spin, you can still swing, you can go in a massive circle and then be taken up, you can change height. And I just loved the like variety of skills and dance that I could take with that. And then once I graduated from the National Centre in London, I decided, well, what's my USP going to be to kind of break away from the crowd? And I thought, well, my background's in figure skating. Why don't I combine those two? So I have my own transportable little synthetic ice pad. And my first contract I got was in Marrakesh for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing being there, but also being in a like a quite dry landscape and yet doing a dinner show with ice skates.
How wonderful.
So that was amazing. And I feel like I really was able to like hone performance with the, I mean, 6 months, I was performing six nights a week doing five different shows. So
were you doing the aerial work as well as the ice skating?
Yeah. So I was doing dance trapeze with the ice skates.
Oh, wow.
But what I really loved, the element of people being scared the second my blades got anywhere near the ropes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely, yes. So that must have been a fun 6 months. And then what happened?
Yeah, and then after that, I got a contract on a cruise ship, a German cruise ship, that was going around Scandinavia. And so we managed to go to like Russia and Stockholm, Tallinn in Estonia. That was amazing. And it was kind of like the equipment there. I was doing silks, so the ribbons, dance trapeze, and like acrobalance, so kind of acrobatics but with other people. And it was a musical, there was a musical show, and that went through all the musical numbers, the classics from, you know, Lion King to La La Land, and did doubles trapeze on that as well. And it was just, it felt like my performing arts musical theatre background really got blended with circus then.
Fantastic. Yes, it sounds absolutely amazing. So what happened then? When did you think, when you got back to the UK, what made you think, well, you know, I'm going to teach these skills to other people? And how did you come up to set up the Surrey Circus Centre?
So I ended up moving after doing a few more contracts and corporate gigs and everything. Then obviously COVID hit, the dreaded COVID. Obviously for the performance industry and nighttime, I mean, everything and everywhere that I would perform, it wasn't possible.
Sure.
But me and my partner, we ended up at the beginning, it was kind of April, moving to Walton. So moved to Surrey, because we were like, this is where we want to put our roots. But during that time, I thought, well, I need to find a new training space. I'm not over in East London anymore. I need to find somewhere in Surrey where I can train full time and try and keep my strength up, so when the performance industry opens, I can hop back into it. And I just couldn't find anywhere. And my friend that teaches ballet at Hersham Baptist Church in Hersham was like, well, it's got great height there. I think there's some beams. I think there might be wood, but you could see if you could put a rigging point in there. I spoke to Heather and Phil from the church, and they were like, yeah, by all means, get your structural engineer. And I mean, when you're putting in a point to be able to rig your equipment off, you need to get a structural engineer. You need to get a rigger, obviously, pay for the equipment. And I thought, you know, I'm putting all this work into just making one point so I can train. And yet I struggled so much to find a space to be able to train. Surely there's people out there that would love to experience aerial, maybe find a new way to enjoy fitness and have fun, why don't I make more points and open it up to the community? Because I know that, you know, all the teaching that I've done through the past, everyone just always loves it. So I suppose that was the silver lining of COVID. It gave me the chance and the time to open up the centre.
Fantastic. And so now you're offering aerial hoop, trapeze skills, aerial fitness classes for children and adults of all abilities. And looking at your video, it looks as though you perform these incredible moves without a net. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've gone up to like 12 meters before and it was scary, but because of the nature of single point dance trapeze, I couldn't be on a line because I spin, so the line would get wrapped around the trapeze. So sometimes I was going higher than swinging trapeze where they would have a line or a net, but I didn't. So I just had to really trust in my own body, my skill, and the technique and my strength to hold on. But everyone doesn't need to worry. We're not going to be going up to 12 meters.
No. I mean, looking at the pictures on your website, it looks as though there are these mattresses on the floor.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as though you start them off very high.
No. It'll be about starting off about shoulder height. So no one needs to worry. We've got the crash mats underneath and I'm there to spot and make sure that everyone's comfortable. And that's really what's amazing is when you see people break through fear or they gain trust in their own bodies in the air. So
that must be fantastic. And of course, the school has only just opened. So what kind of response have you had?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's actually blown me away, the response, because like I said, it kind of evolved into opening the school. And I only had about a week and a half before classes started last week. Well, taster sessions started last week to get all the advertising done. And I mean, all the taster sessions have almost been fully booked.
Oh, isn't that great? That's fantastic. Yeah. And just to recap then, that you're offering several different classes. So for kids, it's for the 8 to 11-year-olds and the 12 to 16-year-olds and also the adults. And there are four-week courses and there's only 8 people per class.
Yeah, 8 people per class. So it's a nice small number, but then also a good group where you can meet new friends and also help each other learn. We're doing 4-week courses starting from the second week of June, and there's still space for the kids classes, which I've opened up now for Thursday. So it's 8 to 16-year-olds. There's a couple of spaces left for that, and also for the adults, which is 5:15 till 6:45. So you get the 4-week course, it's a full hour and a half each week. So,
fantastic. And is this just the aerial hoop class, or have you expanded now to the trapeze skills as well?
So I'm starting off with hoop just because it's a good basis to get your aerial fundamentals, strength and understanding, because a lot of the moves transfer across the equipment. But for example, silks, you don't have a ledge to kind of sit on and give your arms a rest. You're always holding on. And there's a lot of pulling up to climb up the silks. So that's quite difficult to start off with. Whereas hoop, it'll be gaining strength to get onto the equipment. And then you can sit in the hoop or do a position where your arms are fully rested. So it's a really good way to start off. And it's for complete beginners, novices, if you've never done any fitness before. But also if you have a background in fitness or gymnastics, for example, it's still a totally new way. So it's really fun.
Yes.
Fitness.
And I mean, how fit do people have to be? And presumably they can't be afraid of heights.
Well, no, they can be. This is what I kind of love about circus. It's so accessible for everyone. So I've taught from 3-year-olds to 80-year-olds. And obviously COVID, a lot of people, including myself during lockdown, we've been stuck on the sofa or working from home. You really don't need to have any strength or any background in fitness, because the beauty of the space and how I've rigged it is that the rigging allows for the hoop to go up and down. So if you can't pull yourself onto the hoop, we can lower it so you can jump onto it or sit on it and then work from there. So it's really about whatever level you're at, gaining that strength from your starting point. So
yes, and also people can try out the class first, can't they?
Yeah, we've got a couple of spaces left for this Thursday coming for the kids and for the adults classes. So it's a kind of fly before you buy.
That's lovely. And also you do teach one-to-ones as well if people wanted personal tuition.
Yeah, definitely. So I do like 60-minute classes for one-to-one. So if, for example, you've got a background or if your child is really loves climbing the monkey bars and wants that special like focused attention, I can like tailor the classes to that student's needs or wants. So if they want to work on spinning for that class, or if they'd like to try silks, because I've not got those classes open yet, I can really do like bespoke classes and tailor it to their level and what they'd like to learn, really.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much, Alessa, for coming in and talking to us about this. Would you like to give us your website details, please, so people can get more information?
Yeah, definitely. So the website is www.surreycircuscentre.com, and you can book through the website and it has all the information. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you very much, Alessa.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Alessa Blackledge, founder of Surrey Circus Centre.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.